You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
If you're trying to do good in the world, some would now argue it's better to be a good doer than a do-gooder.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Carruth. Thanks for joining us today. We now welcome University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan into the conversation. Hello, Ann.
Great to see you, Rebecca.
Today we've got a question from Karen. Karen says, why do we say do-gooder rather than good doer? We say house painter, not paint houser. And there's a whole bunch of these, Anne. I mean, you can do bus driver, but not drive busser, or peacemaker, not make peacer. It just goes on and on and on. And it sounds weird. And she's right. Do-gooder is the only one that I see like that.
Karen is right. Do-gooder is unusual in these kinds of compounds, that usually we get the noun first and then the verb plus ER, bus driver, a bike rider, not a ride biker, but we get a do-gooder. Now, Rebecca, do you say do-gooder or good doer?
I do not say good doer, like ever. That sounds so strange to me.
And that was my first reaction as well. Karen's question, why do we say do-gooder rather than good doer? I love these questions because I then go back and look at the data, and it turns out that while we may think that most of us don't say good doer, we still do sometimes, or at least some of us do, and good doer is older. Good doer goes back to the 1400s, and it's still around. Here's an example, 1998, from Laura Zygmunt's novel Animal Husbandry. Mia's a good doer, assistant director of an abortion clinic by day, women's shelter volunteer by night. So there it is, a good doer. And good doer was more popular through the middle of the 20th century. So for those of us who are of a certain age, we have lived through this change where do-gooder has surged and a good doer has declined in usage. So where does do-gooder come from? Well, it first shows up in 1898, originally a U.S. term, but in the Oxford English Dictionary 1850, you can find the adjective do good. And the first quote in the OED was really interesting to me, Rebecca, because it has a reference to fate bene fratelli, which is an Italian phrase for the do good brothers, monks belonging to the hospital order of St. John of God. And so do good is a direct translation of the Italian. I don't know how much of a factor that is, but I'm just throwing it out there. Now, 1898, we have a do-gooder. Rebecca, I have a question for you. A do-gooder, is that a good thing, a bad thing? What are the connotations for you?
Not great. I think if I hear somebody calling somebody a do-gooder, they're implying that there's maybe a lack of sincerity there. It's kind of superficial.
I agree, and dictionary editors also agree. You look at something like the Merriam-Webster Collegiate, 2003, the 11th edition, and the editors define do-gooder as an earnest, often naive humanitarian or reformer. It's sometimes used disparagingly of liberals, sort of the bleeding heart liberal. And there are lots of forms here, and most of them are disparaging. Do-gooding, do-goodism, do-goodery, do-gooderism. And let me show you what I mean. Here's a quote, 1982, from Randolph Quirk's Style and Communication in the English Language. A stream of people whom he has seen less as explorers than as amateur do-gooding missionaries. So that amateur next to it, a little bit disparaging. Or here's a quote, 1943, from the Charleston in West Virginia Daily Mail. The planners in Washington and in other places where chronic do-goodism flourishes are already talking about quarts of milk for every naked heathen in the world.
Yeah, I'd say they're definitely making some implications there.
And I was interested to see that you can find a couple of articles on the web where people are trying to distinguish between being a genuine good doer as opposed to a maybe performative or naive or misguided do-gooder. So these two terms, which historically were synonymous, as do-gooder has picked up some negative connotations, it looks like some people are going back to good doer as a more positive term.
Now, is this where we get goody-goody? because I feel like they're kind of living in the same universe.
Great question, Rebecca. I think we're going to need to talk about that next week.
A two-parter. Love it. We'll talk next week. Thanks so much, Anne.
Goody, goody. Look forward to it.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and the author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language Friday afternoons at 4:45 and Sunday mornings at 9:35 here on Michigan Public. You can also subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a language question for us, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.